The news is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Even hours after Pope Francis was buried, this rosary prayer service was going on outside the Basilica at St. Mary Major in Rome, where his body lies. One of the many mourners in Rome today.
It is really amazing to be part of so many people who have come to say bye-bye to their daddy, the Pope.
No word yet when cardinals will meet to choose a new pope. A huge deadly explosion at a port in southern Iran killed several people and injured over 500 others, says Iran's government TV. Reports say the blast is being linked to a shipment of chemicals used in ballistic missiles. Reps from Iran and the U.S. say today's talks in Oman about Iran's nuclear program went well, and they decided to meet again in a week. Before attending today's Pope Francis funeral, President Trump met one-on-one with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the Vatican. Zelensky and U.S. officials say the meeting went well. This is ABC News. Claiming that all Ukrainian troops have been forced from parts of Russia's Kursk region, which Moscow lost control of last year to a surprise Ukrainian offensive, Russia's top general in a Kremlin meeting today. Ukrainian officials are denying the claim. The ACLU says there are deeply troubling circumstances involving the deportation of a child in New Orleans.
In a court filing, the father of the girl, identified as VML, says she was detained along with her undocumented mother and sister. He called to say that the youngest, two-year-old VML could not be deported because she was an American citizen. But as court filings were pending, his lawyers say the three women were deported and released in Honduras on Friday. A federal judge in Louisiana said it appears there has been no meaningful process. He is scheduled a hearing for May 16th. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In Des Moines, just south of Minneapolis, destructive winds are potentially coming Monday afternoon, forecasters say. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Attention chocoholics, Whitaker's Market just received a brand new shipment of chocolate. Almond Joy, Hershey, Lent, Reese Cups, York Patties, and my personal favorite, Snickers with pecans. These are all priced 30 to 60% less than the big box stores, and it's a great day to shop at Whitaker's. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and we accept credit, debit, and the Wisconsin Quest card.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 37, winds southeast around 5. Mostly cloudy tomorrow early, then partly cloudy, a bit breezy, a high 65, and variably cloudy and breezy tomorrow night with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a low of 50. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the south at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 60 degrees.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Today is Saturday, April 26th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the pedestrian in an accident that occurred last Saturday night at around 9:45 has died. Robert James Geisler, 21, of Cashton, was struck by a commercial motor vehicle on State Highway 27, approximately 1.5 miles south of Cashton in the town of Christiana. The preliminary investigation revealed that Geisler was walking south on the northbound shoulder when he suddenly entered the traveled portion of the highway and collided with a northbound semi. This resulted in various serious injuries, and Geisler was flown from the scene to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by Gunderson Air. Robert Geisler, 21, of Cashton, was pronounced dead at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse late Monday afternoon. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. The United States Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Oklahoma announced that Mose Adam Smith, 43, of Stillwell, Oklahoma, was found guilty by a federal jury of voluntary manslaughter in Indian Country, punishable by up to 15 years imprisonment and a fine of up to $250,000. The jury trial began with testimony on April 7th and concluded on April 10th with the guilty verdict. During the trial, the United States presented evidence that on or about July 17, 2023, Smith unlawfully killed an individual during an altercation at the victim's Salisaw, Oklahoma residence. The government presented evidence that during the altercation, Smith inflicted blunt force trauma on the victim and that Smith caused extensive injuries causing the death of the victim. Smith attempted to conceal the victim's death and fled the state. On the evening of July 24, 2023, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received an attempt to locate vehicle request from Dubuque in reference to a fight that occurred at a campground where a knife was brandished. Two suspects fled the area and were believed to be in Grant County. A short time later, two Grant County deputies located the suspect vehicle on County Highway D south of Platteville. The two suspects, Moe Smith, 42 of Stillwell, Oklahoma, and Kimberly Gilbert, 41 of Gans, Oklahoma, had abandoned the vehicle and were located walking on County Highway D, approximately a mile from where the truck was abandoned. When the license plates of the vehicle were ran, there was a hit on the vehicle associated with a missing person from Salisaw, Oklahoma. The Grant County deputies worked with investigators from Dubuque, Iowa, and Sequoia County, Oklahoma. Grant County deputies interviewed Smith and Gilbert, collected evidence, and seized the truck in the course of the investigation. It was later determined that the missing person associated with the vehicle that Smith and Gilbert were driving was deceased. On April 6, 2025, the two Grant County deputies that assisted in the investigation traveled to Muskogee, Oklahoma, to testify in federal court. On March 19, 2025, co-defendant Kimberly Don Ball Gilbert, 42 of Stillwell, Oklahoma, pleaded guilty to an information of one count of voluntary manslaughter. At the plea hearing, Ball Gilbert admitted to aiding and abetting Smith's actions in causing the victim's death. The sentencings for Smith and Ball Gilbert will be scheduled following completion of the pre-sentence reports. Smith and Ball Gilbert will remain in custody of the United States Marshals until sentencing. Wisconsin Republicans are reacting to the arrest of a Milwaukee County court judge. Judge Hannah Duggan, arrested at the courthouse Friday morning by FBI agents, is accused of helping undocumented immigrant Eduardo Flores Ruiz avoid arrest and is charged with obstruction and concealing an individual from arrest. In a statement, 6th District Congressman Glenn Grothman said Flores Ruiz had a criminal history that includes charges of strangulation and suffocation, battery, and domestic abuse. He said Flores Ruiz had already been deported once, illegally re-entered the United States, and again committed violent crimes while unlawfully present in the country. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in a statement to WisPolitics, the charges against Duggan are serious and the Assembly is prepared to act. Voss said Judge Duggan's decision to hide a dangerous and illegal immigrant was irresponsible and put public safety at risk. The Wisconsin River is flooding in Columbia County. Water was entering some homes and surrounding many yesterday. As it rose feet above its bank at Portage. The water is rushing and rising to a minor flood stage, entering the flooding at least 12 homes in the town of Decorah near Highway V. There are also reports of water covering the roads, both on River Oaks Road and Oak Knoll Road. The West Lane Road in the Long Lake area reportedly had 4 feet of water over it in place Friday afternoon. Water was also surrounding seasonal homes along Old River Road in the Blackhawk Park area, and there was water at the base of the Caledonia and Lewiston Lee and Old River Road. Bankful is when the river rises to 12.7 feet. It was 5 feet above that at 17.7 feet on Friday morning at 9. The river was forecast to rise to 17.8 feet last night. It should start to fall back below flood stage by early Sunday morning. Motorists should never drive around the barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. You never know if the road is washed out underneath it. Stay safe and turn around. Don't drown. Sting Night 2025 is being held tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters Club's annual event will feature this year's Hall of Fame induction, college signings of three RCHS athletes, a $500 bucket raffle, and a silent auction. What transpires during the evening is what Sting Night is about. Kirk Layer is an organizer of the event.
The night is really all about the community celebrating Richland Center athletics. We really like our athletes mingling in the crowd, mingling with the Hall of Fame people, and mingling with the audience that's there that night so that they can see that these young people are some of the best human beings that you ever want to be around. I always said when people ask me, you know, what I missed about leaving officiating, and one of the biggest things I told them was being around the athletes, because athletes are just like a lot of young adults in today's society. They're some of the best people you want to be around.
Doors to the event are currently open. The Hall of Fame ceremony, followed by the college signings, will get underway at 5:30. Money raised at the event will help fund RCHS athletics. Admission is free, and all are welcome to attend Sting Night 2025 tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Ithaca Lions Club will host a fundraiser for Courtney and Kyle Hemphill tomorrow at the Ithaca High School Commons. Courtney spent over a month in the hospital due to premature labor. Annette Lewis is a member of the Ithaca Lions Club, as well as Courtney's aunt.
Courtney had to be admitted into the Mariner Hospital in Madison. 41 days she was there before the baby was born because she went into premature labor. And they wanted to hold the labor off so that the baby was more developed, because at the time that early labor started, the baby was only 23 weeks. And Harper did wait a little while. But then Harper came and they had to do a C-section, and she was at 29 weeks then. So Courtney was able to put her feet up and keep that baby from coming for a few weeks. And that really helped with how far along Harper was. Then Harper was born January 26th. And she spent 53 days in the NICU. And at that time, she only weighed 2 pounds, and they got it right down to the 1.9 ounces, and she was 14 inches long. So you could take about 2 pounds of butter, and that was how big that baby was.
Harper was able to leave the NICU and go home on March 18th. Funds raised at the benefit tomorrow will help with medical expenses.
Courtney is an RN, but she obviously hasn't worked much because of the fact she was put in the hospital on December 17th, and now she's just been taking care of Harper. And Kyle's been there to help, too. He was able to get some family leave, so he works for an insurance company. He's an underwriter. And what he would do is he'd work those days when Courtney was in the hospital. He would work Monday through Friday and then spend the weekend at the hospital with Courtney. Funds are needed. And, of course, after you've been in the hospital with her being there 41 days And Harper was in the NICU 53 days. So that's a lot of hospital time. A lot of hospital expenses have occurred in that time period. They do have some insurance, but of course it's not going to cover everything after that amount of time.
Annette Lewis says to please note that this will not be another pancake breakfast.
Few of the members of the Lions Club are going to barbecue or smoke the pork, so it'll be a pulled pork hot sandwich. And then we're going to have homemade coleslaw and homemade cowboy beans. Another group of them are going to be making cowboy beans. And then Willow Valley Church congregation are making bars for dessert. And then along with the fundraiser, there'll be a silent auction. Courtney's got two really close friends, Brittany and Celia, and they're organizing it. And we have posters out with contact people's names, and it's also on Facebook. If anybody wants to contact Brittany and Celia, you can do it that way by email, in the address on the Facebook page. And if you want to donate something that way, there will also be a bake sale that day along with the silent auction items.
The pulled pork benefit meal for Courtney and Kyle Hempel will be held tomorrow from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. The pulled pork sandwich meal will be $15. WRCO News Time is 5:16. WRCO News continues right after this with today's vital statistics.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Today is Saturday, April 26th. Carol Linz, 79, of Plain, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison following complications from an aortic dissection. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church, the Spring Green Food Pantry, or a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Carol Linz, 79, of Plain. Maureen K. Harper, age 63, died Thursday in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held Saturday, May 3rd, at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, May 3rd, from noon until the time of the service at 1. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Compass's Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, age 63. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date in Kenosha. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when, A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We're going to continue to have mostly clear skies as we get through the rest of our Saturday. Increasing clouds are expected as we go through our overnight hours. Winds are going to be on the minimal side, though. We're looking at winds coming from the southeast up to 5 miles an hour. Temperatures will be dropping to the upper 30s to low 40s. As we head into our Sunday, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with some light sprinkles around daybreak, then decreasing clouds through the day. A few periods of stronger wind gusts are expected through the day as well, highs in the mid-60s. Winds are going to be coming from the southeast 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 20. For our Sunday night, increasing clouds with breezy winds and showers and storms expected just after midnight. Lows in the low 50s. Winds from the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour and gusts up to 20. Monday is going to give us windy conditions. It's going to be warm and humid. Scattered thunderstorms are expected. Some storms could have damaging wind, large hail, and possible tornadoes in the afternoon and the evening hours. So those are a few things to kind of keep an eye out as we go through our Monday. Highs are expected to be in the mid to upper 70s. Winds from the southeast and then the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30. Tuesday, we're looking at showers and storms ending early before daybreak. Partly cloudy skies for the rest of the day with some light spotty sprinkles in the afternoon. Breezy winds all day are expected, highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Wednesday, increasing clouds with light winds and slightly warmer, highs in the mid-60s. Thursday, we're getting mostly cloudy with 50% chance of scattered showers through the day with highs once again in the mid-60s. And Friday is going to give us more sun than clouds with some light showers and a breezy afternoon with highs in the mid-60s once again. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 60 degrees after a high today of 62 and a morning low of 32. Yesterday's high was 53 and we received 37 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1962 is 84 degrees with a record low of 26 that was set back in 1976. Last year's high was 59 with a low of 43. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:57 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:01. Winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.30 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 60 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thien. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
And today in high school softball in the Iowa Grant Quad, Iowa Grant beat Wisconsin Heights 9-7. Also, Highland beat Hillsboro by a score of 9-4. And it was Wisconsin Heights over Hillsboro by a score of 7-5. Also going on today was the Cashton Triangular, and in that game, Triangular, the Melrose Mindoro beat Cashton by a score of 16-1. In the Portage Invite was Portage beating La Crosse Logan 7-2. Also going on today, Reedsburg beat Badger by a score of 4-3. In the Waterloo Triangular, it was Lomira over Mineral Point 7-2. Mineral Point also beat Waterloo in the Waterloo Triangular 7-2. And in the Portage Invite, it was Waterford over Portage by a score of 5-3. Nolan Arenado homered off Trevor McGill in the ninth inning, giving the St. Louis Cardinals a 6-5 win over the Milwaukee Brewers after the Cardinals wasted a 5-run lead. Ryan Helsley entered with a 5-3 advantage, but blew a save for the second time in six chances. Isaac Collins singled, and Jackson Churio, who had 4 hits and 3 RBIs, followed with his 6th homer. The NFL draft continued today. It's the final day of the NFL draft, and today's picks, the Packers picked at round 4, Baron Sorrell, a defensive end of Texas. In round 5, Colin Oliver, he's a defensive end from Oklahoma State. And in round 6, it was Warren Brinson, a defensive tackle out of Georgia. One Badger was chosen. Jack Nelson was chosen at round 7 at pick number 2, and he was picked by the Atlanta Falcons, and Nelson was an offensive tackle for Wisconsin. And Green Bay has 2 more picks. They're coming up shortly in the 7th round. And Shedeur Sanders was finally ended. The Cleveland Browns selected the Colorado quarterback and son of Hall of Famer Deion Sanders in the 5th round with the 144th overall pick in the NFL draft today. That ended a stunning fall for Sanders, the most recognizable player in the draft class after his attention-getting college career. Draft forecasts generally rated Sanders behind only Miami's Cam Ward, who went first overall to the Tennessee Titans among quarterbacks in this class. 5 quarterbacks were taken before him instead, with one of them going to Cleveland when the Browns picked Oregon's Dylan Gabriel in the 3rd round. This report has been sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. It's also a chance to talk about how underage drinking affects the growing brain. Teens who drink face a higher risk of depression, memory issues, and addiction later in life. Knowledge is prevention. This message has been brought to you by Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Musical memories and headlines from this weekend in chart history. It will be coming your way here on WRCO. We hope you're having a great day. Very nice weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. We'll go back to a weekend in your life in 1975. Number one across the country, and basically across the world, became his biggest hit, B.J. Thomas.
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong song. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. A sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about a love that's gone wrong. Cause I don't want to cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby.
B.J. Thomas, NWRCO Radio, and a big number one record across the entire world this weekend in 1975. Always fun to go backtracking. Our pregame show for our Saturday night festivities, including Those Were the Days, which will be up after 6 o'clock. This weekend in 1979, Stevie Wonder made a surprise appearance at a Duke Ellington tribute concert at UCLA's Royce Hall. He performed a couple of songs, and of course, one of them being Sir Duke, which was a tribute to the great Duke Ellington.
Sing.
It was in 2011 when Rod Stewart was honored at the 28th annual ASCAP Pop Awards in Los Angeles for the string of hits that he had had through the years, including his very first charted record in America. This is Maggie May with a backtrack and flashback tonight. Stewart and Maggie May. Ever wonder what Maggie May looked like? I'm not sure. Of course, she was a fictitious character in that particular song. In 2017, the Bee Gees classic disco LP Saturday Night Fever returned to the Billboard Hot 100, and it would peak on the charts again following the CBS TV special Stayin' Alive, a Grammy salute to the Bee Gees. Bee Gees back on the charts a little while back. And we remember that Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Here is Stayin' Alive.
City breaking and everybody shaking and staying alive, staying alive. Ah, 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 ah. city breaking an egg. Everybody's shaking and you're staying alive. Staying alive. Ah, 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 ah. Staying alive. Staying alive.
Backtrack it on WRCO-FM 100.9 on this Saturday. We'll be right back.
April showers bring May flowers. It's that time of year again. I hope the snow is gone until November or so. Everyone loves the beauty of spring and spring flowers, but we don't always like the thunderstorms and soggy ground that must come with the flowers. As the earth comes alive with the sights and sounds of spring, we are reminded that God has made his eternal power and divine nature evident through his creation of the world. The psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." Speaking to God, the psalmist also said, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." So now that the days are getting longer and warmer and green is beginning to make its appearance as the predominant color, along with the colors of the early spring blossoms, make your way outside to enjoy the creation that God has given to show us new life. Watch and listen as the birds and animals frolic in the springtime. Walk, run, ride, or sit, but marvel in the creation and give praise and thanksgiving to the God who created it all for our pleasure. Thanks be to God. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Backtracking WRCO. There we go. Back to the backtracking arrow once again on WRCO. Back to the year of 1979, when one of the top albums on the chart belonged to Leo Sayer. It was a release of his greatest hits album. This was his first hit in America. It was on that album, Long Tall Glasses.
So naturally I thought I would take me a look inside. I saw so much food, there was water coming from my eyes. Yeah, there was ham and there was turkey, there was caviar and long tall glasses with wine up to yarn. And then somebody grabbed me, threw me out of my chair. Said before, like Fred Astaire. You know I can't dance, you know I can't dance. You know I can't dance, you know I can't dance. I can't seek entertainment, just poultry and game. But if it's all the same to you, then yes, I will try my hand. If you were as hungry as me, then I'm sure you will understand.
course I can dance, of course I can dance. I'm sure I can dance, I'm sure I can dance, I can dance.
Backtracking to this weekend in 1977, as heading toward the top of the charts, he'd make it to the top of the Billboard charts for the second time in his career and his 19th overall hit. Here is Glenn Campbell with Southern Nights. Celebrating a birthday this weekend, several well-known folks, including Roger Taylor of Duran Duran, Gary Wright of Dreamweaver fame, and Dwayne Eddy of Rebel Rouser fame. Also born this weekend, back in 1944, Cuba Gooding Sr. His group, well-renowned for this song from 1972.
So your heart broke. You sit around moping.
time. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays the fool. Ooh. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, and there's no guarantee that the one you
some music makers and shakers this weekend in the backtracking era from WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Partly cloudy tonight, low 37. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow, then partly cloudy, a bit breezy, high 65. Variably cloudy and breezy tomorrow night, a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low 50. Windy Monday, it'll be warm and more humid. Scattered thunderstorms are likely. Some may contain damaging wind, large hail, and tornadoes in the afternoon or evening, high 76. Winds will be southeast to south, 15 to 25. And gusty winds through midday with sprinkles possible Tuesday. Mostly cloudy skies give way to more sunshine later, high 60.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
With planting season just around the corner, now is the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season. Welcome to WRCO. Those were the days. It's the Farm Boy Radio Network today. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Dave Umbeyon, who actually won a spot on our show. Actually, his daughter won a spot on the show. Tell the story, David, would you?
Well, we were at the